In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles efforts supported by the U of I Environmental Change Institute and previews their annual symposium happening next week.
When University of Illinois professor Bill Sullivan first offered a course called Environmental Sustainability in fall of 2009, only 11 students were enrolled, and they came from just two departments. The following year, 27 students signed up, representing a somewhat wider range of majors. This fall, environmental sustainability was supposed to be opened up to a maximum of 50 students, but as Sullivan told me, somebody working at registration forgot to shut the gate. As a result, he's teaching a group of 98 undergraduates from all across campus. What is it that students taking environmental sustainability are so eager to learn? The first two-thirds of the course focus on some of the harsh realities of the world they stand to inherit: global warming, ecosystem and biodiversity loss, the threat of pandemics, pockets of persistent and severe poverty, the depletion of resources essential to human well-being. The latter part of the semester is devoted to the study of how human creativity and innovation can enable people to create a more sustainable world. Ultimately, Sullivan hopes that what his students learn in environmental sustainability will shape how they approach the work they do beyond school, whether they go on to design energy-efficient buildings, teach English, practice medicine, or create art. Sullivan received a grant to help develop his environmental sustainability course from the Environmental Change Institute, or ECI, which is the campus unit where I've held an appointment for the past couple of years. ECI was created in 2008 thanks to a generous gift from the Alvin H. Baum Family Fund and matching funds from three U of I colleges, business, law, and agricultural, consumer, and environmental sciences. Its mission is to advance understanding of global environmental change and offer solutions that enable society to avoid, mitigate, or adapt to its effects through the support of scholarly research, innovative teaching, and public outreach initiatives. Next week, on Wednesday, December 7th, ECI will host its third annual symposium, where members of the campus community and the general public are invited to learn more about the wide range of efforts it supports. Speakers at the symposium will include Bill Sullivan, as well as others who have developed courses with help from ECI. In addition, there will be presentations on the wide range of other activities ECI has fostered. For example, plant biologist and ECI fellow Andrew Leakey will describe his ongoing quest to identify the knowledge needed to adapt tropical rice to tolerate the range of warming predicted in the 21st century. And Karen Decker of ECI will give an overview of the Illinois Energy Dashboard Project. This project, which involves collaboration between ECI, the Student Sustainability Committee, and U of I Facilities and Services, will provide usable information about energy consumption to students and staff of chosen university buildings. The Environmental Change Institute's annual symposium will be held from 9 a.m. to noon at the Beckman Institute on the U of I campus. Further details are available through the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by University of Illinois Facilities and Services.